WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
If you're still shopping for gifts, critic Maureen Carrigan has two books to recommend. The first is a children's book, Emily, that introduces young readers to the mysteries of nature and friendship and poetry. The second is a new paperback collection entitled The Open Door that features 29 famous writers, from Benjamin Franklin's to Stephen King, all remembering how they first fell in love with reading.
Here's what the little kids I know have told me they want for Christmas. One of those handheld video games, a doll called the Magic Potty Baby, something known as the Super Soaker 100, which I think is one of those nasty giant water pistols, and anything, absolutely anything, that's made in the shape of Barney the dinosaur. Now, I like toys a lot, but all of these kids live in houses that look like the stockroom at FAO Schwartz. So here are the presents I've bought for them so far. A copy of E.B. White's classic Charlotte's Web, and a beautifully illustrated new children's book entitled Emily. It's about a little girl growing up in Amherst, Massachusetts in the 19th century. One winter's day, she's invited into the yellow house across the road, and there she meets the reclusive genius, Emily Dickinson, who gives her a poem. I've reread this book about 6 times since buying it last week. The fantasy of entering into Dickinson's private world on a quiet, snowy day is too magical for me to give up. Besides, I know that when I finally do make myself give Emily to one of the children on my list, the scene that'll follow will look like that old Saturday Night Live skit starring Hanukkah Harry. Remember him? He was the guy a frazzled Santa Claus hired one year when he needed extra delivery help. Hanukkah Harry broke the hearts of all the children on his route by bringing them discount socks. This holiday season, instead of yelling, "Socks, socks," like Hanukkah Harry, I'll be crying, "Books, books," but the kids I know won't hear much of a difference. I don't know what turns kids on to reading, but for many of the writers whose reading memories are collected in the book The Open Door, the key was that one special story. For H.L. Mencken, it was a novella called The Moose Hunters, printed in a pulp magazine. For philosopher Will Durant, Dickens did the trick. Durant recalls being 12 years old and broke and desperately wanting to buy a used copy of David Copperfield. The neighborhood butcher came to the rescue by giving him the 11 cents he needed to meet David and Peggotty and Micawber for the first time. Eudora Welty devoured serious fiction, books like The Five Little Peppers and The Campfire Girls. And the ever-wonderful M.F.K. Fisher, who died this year, describes her awakening into a lifetime passion for reading this way. "Slowly my eyes rode across the lines of print, and the new world smiled." The book the 5-year-old Fisher remembers opening was The Wizard of Oz. So I'll risk being known as a drippy present giver, because maybe some of the children I give books to will discover that they can't put them down. And maybe someday they'll even sound a little like Upton Sinclair. When he was an old man recalling his childhood, Sinclair said this about the books his aunts and uncles gave him every Christmas. 3/4 of a century later, traces of their gifts are still in my head.
Maureen Carrigan teaches at Georgetown University. The books she recommended are Emily and The Open Door.